Summer vacations usually involve the entire family, mom, dad, the kids, and oftentimes a grandparent or two. And as our next guest says, there's some things you need to consider when traveling with seniors.
Well, welcome aging expert Anthony Cirillo to the show. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
This is a great topic. I think lots of people planning summer vacations, maybe you're about to take one and you're bringing grandparents along with you. How, first off, Anthony, do you know if that person is capable of handling a trip?
Right. And first of all, you have to use your own common sense of what you observe. But obviously, you want to check with their physician first. So, you know, when my mom was alive and she was getting older, you know, first, you know, she started needing some oxygen and then she needed the walker. And so it's like before you go anywhere, you really need to clear it with the physician and make sure you're going somewhere that because, you know, that's going to affect where you go, how you go, where you stay. So once you have that established based on her physical, you know, him physical condition, obviously you can plan from there. But you also want to make sure you have a lot of things from the medical standpoint in place, like, you know, order extra medications before you go. Mm-hmm. Having, you know, all those important papers from advanced directives to DNRs or, you know, living wills, those types of things to take with you. You want to make sure you know, have insurance if you're going out of the country or what your insurance covers, because a lot of times there may be gaps and lapses, and that's for anybody traveling. Mm-hmm. So you really need to medically first make sure that they're okay to go.
This is a huge planning process, and you just start drilling down a lot of little things. Is there any more things in the planning process with seniors?
Well, then it gets to, okay, we're going. So how are we going and where are we going? So travel. So obviously with, you know, you take trains, planes, and automobiles, right? So right. If you start with planes, obviously when you're going to the airport, you want to make sure that you can get through screening. So there is expedited screening for older adults. I'm sure some folks like, you know, have TSA pre-check already. So,
yes.
You know, that's good to have. But you also want to make sure you have extra time to plan for layovers. You want to use all of the accommodations that the airport has to offer in terms of getting you to the gate. Even if you're having, you know, you're not going with mom and dad, you can get a pass to go through security so you can go to the gate. So just make time for that. If you're taking, you know, move the trains, if you take a train, Amtrak, you know, has all kind of, you know, wheelchair accessible accommodations. And then you might also want to consider actually renting a car as opposed to taking the family vehicle. You might want to rent a larger car, mm-hmm. give you more space. If you're driving, you obviously want to take lots of, you know, rest stops, give people a chance to go out and stretch and rest. Even consider the type of things you're wearing, like support stockings or anything that's going to help improve circulation. These are all kind of important things you want to keep in mind. Even, you know, you might want to work with a travel agent who, you know, specializes in kind of a senior travel.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. What about when it comes to the destination itself? There's a whole lot of stuff to consider there, too.
Right, absolutely. And so if you're if it's a big family and you're all kind of vying for your own say, so you kind of want to take everybody's suggestions into consideration, but it really kind of lands two ways. So, you know, if you go to a resort, it's a place where everything's going to be all-inclusive. It's probably going to be a lot easier to get around and enjoy it, as opposed to taking a destination where you might want to go sightseeing. And so, you know, if you go to Europe or something, there's the cobblestone streets. You know, that can't be done with everybody. So if you're doing a sightseeing tour, you want to really, you know, consider where are you going, how are we staying. You want to take a slower pace. If you have a day of travel, you want to have a day of rest. You want to look at the hotel accommodations. You know, where's my room? Is it on the first floor? Is it near the elevator? Is there a house doctor? Where's the nearest physician? So you really kind of balance kind of where you're going and then make your arrangements from there.
Okay, and it's Dave, the Internet. Are there any online resources to help us facilitate this part?
Well, just so happens there is. So I've actually, without kind of reading them verbatim, but, you know, I've actually listed them on my website, theagingexperience.com/Charlotte Today. Right. We have, you know, 10 or 12 resources that people can go out and look at. But, you know, I mean, when you look at best places for seniors, you're looking at cruises. Branson, Missouri comes up a lot. At Disney, believe it or not. And the Huffington Post actually had an article where the five most accessible handicapped cities are. So Las Vegas, Seattle, Montreal, London, and Dublin. So who knew?
No, my goodness.
Good information. Again, as Anthony mentioned, all of these resources can be found on his website, theagingexperience.com/Charlotte Today. theagingexperience.com/Charlotte Today. Anthony Cirillo, a pleasure as always. Thank you so much.